from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Rinaldo, former Buffalo Police Captain, Vice President of Operations at Vista Security, is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Jeff, there's a lot of confusion over the Orchard Park police-involved shooting that led to the death of a man last Friday on Hawthorne Drive. We were led to believe that Orchard Park does not have body cams yet, but we learned late yesterday police shared audio and video with the deceased victim's family, which would suggest that they possibly do have body cams or that there were home security cameras nearby. What do you think?
Good morning, Susan. Well, again, as we all know, almost every single house now has either a Ring camera, a doorbell camera, or some other type of video. So the chances of any interaction with the police being captured on video is pretty high now. As to whether or not they have body cameras or if there's body camera footage, you know, I can't answer that because I'm not sure what their policy is, but more than likely there's other video sources as well involved in the incident.
Should it be this confusing 6 days after the incident?
Well, I can understand why the public has got some questions regarding the incident, but yet again, it is an active investigation, and every agency handles the dissemination of information as they see appropriate. In this case, like any case where an officer uses deadly physical force, you have the New York State Attorney General's office involved in the investigation. They are the primary agency looking at the conduct of the officers. And, you know, if the department wants to be able to ensure that the information that's being released is being done so in a proper manner, then I think the community has to respect that agency's decisions. And ultimately, the New York State Attorney General's office, when it issues its final report on the incident, will release any and all evidence that they looked at in terms of making their determination as to whether or not the officer's conduct was lawful.
I'm going to ask you about the AG investigation in a minute. I'm just wondering, from your experience, Jeff, would it have been maybe more helpful for Orchard Park Police to be kind of out in front on this rather than having speculation kind of run wild?
Well, again, I think it's agency by agency. I know in Buffalo when we instituted our body camera policy, we were very deliberate in terms of releasing video after we felt that it wouldn't tarnish the case. As time went on, and obviously we became more familiar with the program, Buffalo now is pretty quick to release video, and yes, it does seem to answer a lot of questions. Just like the most recent officer-involved shooting that Buffalo had, I think based on that video, it's obvious that that officer had zero options other than to save his life. So again, every agency comes to those decisions based on a number of factors, and I'm sure that you will see as a result of this, Orchard Park will probably review this, and it's really up to the community to determine what they expect out of their police and what they expect in terms of transparency and things of that nature.
On the use of body cams, have you heard of voluntary wear of body cams in individual police agencies?
Some agencies have had that policy, especially at the really inception of body cameras and that technology, trying to get compliance They didn't want to force officers to do it. They didn't want it to be seen as a Big Brother item. I think the majority of agencies now that do have cameras, it's more of a formalized policy where you must wear it. But again, not every agency has body cameras. There's a number of factors that go into that decision, and the number one factor being the cost, and the cost of the recurring costs year after year of storing the video evidence that, you know, at the start of these programs a decade or more ago, you would keep video for 30 days and then get rid of it. Now with the new New York State mandated discovery laws and things of that nature, you are storing video almost forever. So it is a huge cost. It's a huge consideration. And again, I think departments are eventually coming to the point where if they are going to issue the cameras, they're going to have more stringent policies regarding the use of them.
The AG investigation in this case is supposed to be an independent investigation. In your experience, how do these go?
Yes, I was part of a couple of those investigations in my time in Buffalo. It's a parallel investigation. The police department still conducts its own investigation. So in Buffalo, for instance, our homicide unit would still conduct an investigation. You then had an internal affairs investigation that ran parallel, and then the AG's office. So there is cooperation in terms of sharing of evidence and, you know, different things that were discovered through the investigative process. But ultimately, the AG's office is the one that makes their decision independent from the police departments in terms of how they felt that the incident was handled by the officers and whether or not their conduct was lawful.
Well, Jeff, thank you for being available to us. We appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.